Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on June 18, 1987. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
Now, just above the trees, there are the most beautiful blue lights. I thought before, when I saw them in the past, that they were beautiful. But tonight, they're sparkling and radiant. And now the lights, which were circular in form, are starting to shrink. And they're becoming beams of light, going high up into the sky, over above the statue. I couldn't even judge the number of feet over the statue. But there is Our Lady. Oh, I'm sure that the Thief of Messiah, she is so beautiful and so lifelike. Other times when I saw the Thief from heaven, like St. Teresa, she was quite transparent, and so is Padre Theo. But Our Lady is as solid as you and I. She's so beautiful. She's coming down slowly, and now there's a cloud-like formation up there in front of her, so that she's covered, I think, temporarily, because I see something coming out where her feet should be. Oh, Our Lady, now the cloud-like formation is turning into rainbow colors. It's so beautiful, and they're separating like wings on both sides of Our Lady, and she's coming down now slowly. Oh, the reason she looks so high into the clouds is because she's riding on a bull, a round bull, like I saw her many years ago. And Our Lady now is descending very slowly, but she's quite near now to the top of her statue, just above the trees. Now the ball has stopped, and I can see Our Lady very clearly this evening, just as in 1970. So clear. Oh, I'm so happy to see you. Oh, she's so beautiful. Our Lady has on a sparkling white gown. Oh, it's even more sparkling than her past gowns. It's as though it was very festive. And she has a border of about, I would say about, 3/4 of an inch of gold around her gown, even at the border near her feet. And also the mantle. The mantle still covers Our Lady's hair. I cannot see her hair. But her mantle is down on her forehead, and Our Lady is looking about her now, and she has on the golden slippers. They're like sandals with the little golden rosettes on them. Oh, she is so beautiful. Now, Our Lady, her face is very radiant, so radiant that I can actually see her eyes this evening. They are a blue, a very deep blue. And now Our Lady is taking from about her belting her rosary, the beautiful rosary with the large crucifix made, I know, of solid gold, and also the golden Our Fathers and the translucent white Hail Marys that, as Our Lady is turning, they sparkle and become all the colors of the rainbow. Now, Our Lady is stepping down from the ball. This time, I saw her foot go out, which surprised me, because I never saw her move her feet really up or down in any direction in the past several years. But she stepped down, actually, from the ball, and the ball is floating away now and going behind a cloud that is just at our right side over the top of the first tall tree. Now Our Lady is floating. She's not walking. She's carried by the wind, it seems. It's so beautiful to watch. She seems absolutely weightless. Now Our Lady is floating over to her right side, which is our left side. And she's making the sign of the cross like this, with her crucifix, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is smiling, so wonderfully warm and heartrending. I can't explain it to you. You have to see it with your own eyes. There's nothing so beautiful, not even the rose, the flower, as Our Lady when she smiles. Our Lady now is turning over towards her left side. That's our right side. And she's going back, floating very, very easily over the statue. Now, Our Lady is standing only about maybe 4 feet over her statue. And she's making the sign of the cross with her crucifix. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is looking over towards her left side, our right side. And she's floating over now between the trees. And she's making the sign of the cross to the people down below. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady wants to get closer. I can see her motioning. She's making a sign to me, closer to the trees over there. There must be many people over on the right side of the grounds. And Our Lady is now extending quite a bit over, almost bent over in two, to go past the trees and make the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is motioning that she's returning. I know she means she's going to return now to the statue's area, because Our Lady is saying very quietly, there is a most urgent message for this evening, my child. Now Our Lady is floating back, and she's looking all about her. She has a smile now. It's cheerful, but there's sadness behind her face now too. It must have something to do with the message, because she looks awfully sad now. Our Lady is going over, and she's standing now, just about 6 feet above the statue. Now Our Lady is putting her rosary into her left hand like this and motioning to her lips. That means that I am to listen very carefully and repeat, my child and my children, how wonderful it is to see you all here this evening. It lightens my heavy heart. I cannot say this evening that my tears fall on you as I did in 1970, because with your persistence in coming this evening, and I know that many of my children had to sacrifice to come here this evening, with your persistence, you have lightened our hearts. And with your prayers and acts of atonement, you have also lightened the hearts of those in purgatory. For I promise on my next visit to purgatory, I will be taking out 1,500 souls whom you have saved, my children. Just the people I am looking at now all throughout the grounds. Your prayers have saved that many souls this evening. My child, there is a message I have for you of great urgency. You understand that I have gone throughout the world with the same message, the one about the Treaty of Russia and the Vatican. I have asked that this be put aside by Pope John Paul II. And now, my child, I must ask that you write, that you all write to Cardinal Casaroli, who is influencing the Holy Father to not listen to this message. His influence shall bring great penance to his soul if he does not come from his course of appeasement, which shall lead to enslavement for many. My child and my children, I do not have to go into a long discourse to tell you of the evils of communism. The world and its condition speaks for itself. My child, let the world know that Nicaragua is a center point for the capitulation of the United States of America and Canada. Already there are plans afoot and in the making, with missiles and all dire instruments of destruction. These plans are being formulated from Nicaragua to go into Mexico and thereupon into the United States. You see, my child and my children, I am sure that with my attempts to approach your president of the United States, yes, my child, though he is not of the faith, I have approached him. He heard my voice. He heard my voice but cannot speak of it. He does not understand the fully supernatural. I asked him to be sure that he does not let the evil go from the shores of Nicaragua and also cut off all the supplies in the Persian Gulf. You understand, my children, that what you read in your newspapers are not fully the truth. They are also guarded well by a group named the Illuminati. They are active, my children, in the United States and all the nations of the world, especially in France. Now, my child, I have one more thing to tell you. There has been much publicity afoot in your country and the world about the existence of satanic cults. I must tell you, they do exist. They worship Satan, and they are the opposite of all Christianity. They will do the opposite of what is asked in the Bible. Therefore, they kill with no remorse. They steal your children and brutalize them. How can they do this, my child, you ask me? How can they be so hard, so cruel, so merciless? Well, my child, the enemies of your country and the world have done their work good. They are using an infiltration with drugs. Your children are being educated for the use of these drugs. My dear parents, please listen to your mother. Listen to what I have to say to you, for I tell you the truth. The Eternal Father sees all and makes us knowledgeable as to what is happening upon earth that will bring its eventual destruction. Your children are being educated in the schools to take all Christianity from their lives and believe not in the supernatural things of God, but the diabolical processes of Satan in cults. My child and my children, at this time in the United States of America and Canada, there can be counted at least 9,000 satanic cults. My child, I see you are shivering. You are frightened. Yes, you have reason to be, my child. Do not be affrighted, my child. They will not harm you. They will not harm you, my child. Remember that. You must remain calm in the face of adversity. I ask you to be retired from the world, for they will come as angels of light and try to approach you also. Bar your doors to all but your immediate family and your closest shrine workers. That you will do. The one whom you have met now, my child, will be sufficient. She will help you where there is need. Now, my child, I ask for the good of all humanity that they approach Pope Paul by letter, by ear, by mail, any way possible, by human means and supernatural means of prayer, to turn back from the present course of appeasement with Russia. For Russia has one thing in mind, that is to take over the United States, Canada, and all nations of the world. My child, you can well understand that they have been doing well lately. That is because, though we cry the prayers, atonement, and sacrifice, and the first Saturdays, which I've asked you of you since Fatima, they have not been acceded to. Oh, my child, how heavy is my heart. See the heart that is pierced by daggers of hate and remorse. And then I must tell you, my child, I can't weep now. Our Lady is crying. Our Lady is crying, and the tears are coming down her face, and I feel that they are so large and with so much power, supernatural power, that these are falling upon us now. I can feel them. I cry, my child, because upon earth, your people and all the peoples of the world in their various languages, they cannot talk without abusing my son's name. They must curse and rebel against my son. Why must this be so, my child? My son is all goodness and purity. Why must his name be defiled, just as it is being defiled, his body, in the tabernacles throughout the world? I do not at this time intend to point out any individual, but my voice goes out to you as my mother. You know if you are guilty of any sins against the sacraments. There are 7 sacraments commanded of you by heaven, my children, and you will keep them. You shall not take them apart by using rationality and modernism and humanism. This cannot be. My children, I do not come to this evening to be a bearer of ill tidings, but I must caution you, because each day the carnage grows worse. If it continues, my children, you will see your children disappearing from the streets again. There is now a plan in the national and international seat of Satan. It is a group, my child, that is united with other groups throughout the world. They have one plan in mind: to bring about the fall of all nations and the introduction of communism to all nations by destroying the young with the drugs and all manners of debasity. All the holiness of marriage has been cast aside. We see now children growing up into sin as they go forth into life unprepared by their parents. Oh, my children, how many parents shall be held accountable for the fall of their children's souls? Now, lady now is wiping the tears from her eyes. It is so sad that I cannot help but cry for her. My child, I wish as penance for the world now that you ask them to daily repeat the acts of faith, hope, and charity. I ask that all pray with you at this time the acts of faith, hope, and charity. Oh, my God, I firmly believe that thou art one God and 3 divine persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I believe that thy divine Son became man and died for our sins, and that he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the life and the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. Amen. Thank you, Blessed Mother. The acts of hope. Oh, my God, relying on my infinite goodness and promises, I hope to obtain pardon of my sins with the help of thy grace and life everlasting through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Redeemer. Charity. Oh, my God, I love thee above all with my whole heart and soul, because thou art all good and deserving of all my love. I love my neighbor as myself for the love of thee. I forgive all who have injured me and ask pardon of all whom I have injured. My child, now you will proceed to take 3 photographs. You will find that 2 of them are most frightening. And should you choose to make them known, I give you my permission, my child. I realize the ones at your last visit with me I gave you may terror strike your heart. But these you must have, my children. But remember, I do not wish that you get embroiled in any satanic case that comes along, even if they contact you by telephone. I want you, my child, to read them now very carefully, and I will be speaking with you again. I am not leaving. I shall remain right here. In fact, my child, I shall move over to my right side for the present, for my son shall be coming very shortly. Now, about the trees, there is a beautiful pink glow. I'm sure if all of you will look at it carefully, you just cannot miss this. It is such a beautiful shade of pink that I don't believe it has ever been matched on any type of pastel color that we have in our world today. It is just created from heaven for Jesus, I know, because it is beautiful. Now the lights, the pink lights, are beginning to go upwards into the sky, high up over Our Lady's statue. And now the sky, there is a circle of light, a pinpoint of light that's growing larger and larger. Now it's about the size of a dime. And it's, and I can see now there's a figure in the light. Oh, now I recognize it. It's Jesus. He's coming forward, and the light is now opening very fast. It looks like a circle now all around us. And it, now it's opening so fast, the light, that it's going even behind us with its the volume. It is beautiful. It's a clear, white, translucent light, like not looking through a pane of glass. There's no way to explain it. Not even a magnifying glass. There's an illusion about it that is no way to explain in human language. You would have to see this for yourself. Now, Jesus is coming forward slowly. He's now looking over to Our Lady and nodding. And Our Lady nodded back. And Our Lady is coming closer to the our left side of the statue. Our left side and her right side. Now, Our Lady is going to stand with her. She's standing now with her left side to the statue, and Jesus is coming over now, and he's taking his place right at the other side of the statue. Now, he's standing about, Our Lady is rising a little higher. He's standing, I would say, about 6.5 to 7 feet over the statue. And now Jesus is looking about, and he's whispering something to Our Lady. I don't believe I'm supposed to hear it, because it's like the rustling of the leaves in the trees. I can't understand what he's saying. But Our Lady is nodding, and they're both turning now to their right, our left side. And now they're going over to the center between the statue and the trees. Now Jesus is extending his hand out like this, with three fingers, like this. I'm trying to do it exactly as he has it, because it's something I've never saw so beautifully done. Jesus goes like this. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Our Lady and Jesus are turning toward their left side, our right side, and they're floating now. Our Lady has to go behind the statue to come up to Jesus, and they're both floating over very slowly to our right side. Now they're stopping now and looking about them. They're between the statue and the first long leaf from the tree. And Jesus now is extending his hand out again and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now they're both turning to the right, and they're moving slowly over towards the statue. Now Our Lady is moving faster. They float. They just don't walk. It's really something so fantastic to see the way they move about there as though they are weightless, yet they look as solid as you and I. So they're going across now, and Jesus is now standing alone by himself. Our Lady has gone between the statue and the trees over there on the left side. And she's just now, she's turned to her left side so she can watch Jesus. Now he's looking about him, and it's a little windy up there this evening, because I can see Jesus' feet now. He does have on sandals. They're made of a brown leather-like quality. I can't explain it. It looks almost like a thong. Just one piece of strapping down to his toes and one across his instep. And his feet are bare. He has no socks on or anything. His feet are really bare. But he's smiling. He thinks this is funny. That Jesus is smiling now, and he's getting my attention because he's putting his first fingers to his lips. That means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, I greet you all tonight in the name of my mother and the eternal Father and the Holy Ghost. I ask all to listen to my mother. She has gone throughout the world through countless years of earth suffering. Why? Because of her children who do not listen to her counsel. There are a few seers upon earth, my child and my children. I am saying this at this time because we are much disturbed at what is taking place. There is confusion among the realms of the devout because there are false seers among you. I shall not go into detail at this time because by their fruits will they be known. You understand, my child, that in countless earth years, my mother has wandered and never has she come upon the evil that is taking place now throughout the world. It has accelerated since she first came to you, my child, in 1970. That is why it was most urgent that you be here this evening, even with your illness. Now, my children, my mother has given you the way to peace. It is a way of prayer, atonement, and sacrifice. You must love your brothers. It is a faction to say that you must hate the sin, but love the sinner. I have heard that, my children, from many lips upon earth, but they really don't understand the meaning of love. We hear the word love, love being expounded throughout the world, and as they cry for love and peace and happiness, it evades them. And why? Because they have taken a wide road and made it wider as they ran from the truth as expressed by my mother to them. It is not only here in New York, my child, that my mother has appeared. She has tried to make her presence known in other places, but has then rejected. I cannot say how this hurts my heart. For I love my mother as the queen of heaven that she is, and also the queen of all hearts. And most of all, she wishes to have the hearts of her children upon earth, each and every one of them. For all that is lost, she cries constantly, were it not for my mother and your mother, you would have received the ball of redemption much sooner than you expected. But my mother held my heavy hand back as the Eternal Father listened to the saints crying out from heaven, when, oh when, my Lord, shall a just punishment come upon the evil ones upon earth who are sacrificing the saints? My children, this may be a riddle to you, but I warn you all, I have asked you all to retire from a world that has been given over to Satan for a short time. You must bar your doors to all but your immediate family and closest associates, for the souls of whom come to knock upon your doors are most likely evil. And you cannot say in pride that you have the grace to immediately convert them. Many times, my child and my children, we have seen others who only had a weak grace to sustain them fall into the clutches of the unknown monster roaming about the earth, taking away my Catholic children. I say the true church upon earth, my church, my children, which has been defamed even by some of my clergy. They have been taken away by crude and zealots, people who go about posing as witnesses to God. You understand, my children, I am talking to you now about the Jehovah Witnesses. They must be cast aside, for they are false prophets in these end days. But many, how many tears my mother has shed upon the earth as she sees how many have been capitulated to this evil sect. My child and my children, my mother, many years ago, came to Fatima. Her story has not changed much through the years. She repeats the same message to all, for it has not been fulfilled. I will repeat again for my mother that we wish that you all write to Cardinal Casaroli in Rome and beg him, if necessary, to put aside his false pride and not mislead Pope John Paul II any longer. If necessary, if he does not listen to this counsel, we will be forced to remove him. My child and my children, we ask of all of you, prayer, atonement, and sacrifice. Is this too much to ask for the salvation of your souls and of all the souls in your family? I say families must be strong in this age of sorrow, this age of darkness. It is the family, within the family, that the children must be taught. Do not depend upon your schools, for they have been infiltrated with evil. Do not depend upon your neighbors, for they are often caught up in the world of Satan. You will all keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your nation and the world. Pray that the world does not descend upon you in the form of the bear. For he is roaming throughout the world, and gradually the nations are falling. He has a plan for the capitulation of the United States and Canada. A bit of this, my child and my children, was given to you by my mother. The rest shall be told to you in due time. I ask that you keep abreast of your times by your radios and your newspapers. But remember, my children, keep abreast of your times with an open heart and eyes, because much is kept from you. It is the way of the medias today. They are controlled, my children. Yes, they are. There is in your country an institution rising called the Illuminati. They will control much of the media. So, my children, you will have to depend on the graces received from heaven. I ask that you all read and reread the messages given from heaven from 1970 up. It is important, my children, because I do not wish to put stress on my mother to constantly repeat to you the same message over and over, while you, like indulgent children, go about your own care with your own cares and life upon earth, neither caring nor wishing to hear the message from heaven. Many of you will wait until it is too late, and then what will you say? As in Noah's time, the ark was closed and the waters descended upon the earth. So it will be in the end days, my children, the ark of graces, the ark of knowledge, the ark of your God will close upon those who will be saved, but others will be destroyed by the ball of redemption. Keep a constant vigilance of prayer, I beg of you, my children, for you have now an escalating evil upon earth. And without it, without the grace that my mother gives to you through her appearances here upon your earth, you will not be able to keep from the clutches of Satan, I assure you. Wear your sacramentals. Do not go out without them, or you will fall. I know, my child, this disturbs you greatly, because you have only so many sacramentals to give to the multitudes. that the words must be heard throughout the world, and the other teethers, my children and my child, must make haste to obtain their sacramentals. They will find them. There is enough upon earth for all who want them, my children. Remember, keep your sacramentals constantly upon you. Your round scapular, your Saint Benedict medal, the miraculous medal, and also the medal of Our Lady of the Roses. You must keep them upon you with a crucifix. We demand a crucifix because demons, many of the highest ones in the realms of hell, cannot stand the sight of a crucifix. They will not approach your door. I give you this knowledge, my children, though it is not common knowledge upon earth, that the crucifix has great power against Satan. Now, my children, I want you all to make a firm act of contrition for those who die now in the outer world about you, an act of contrition for all those who are unable to say it for themselves. Oh, my God, I'm heartily sorry for having offended thee, and I confess to all my sins because I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell. But most of all, because I love thee, my God, who are all good and deserving of all my love, I firmly resolve, with the help of thy grace, to confess my sins, to do penance, and to mend my life. Amen. Now, my child, you will take more photographs. These I would be most careful about deciphering to others. I leave that at your discretion when you view them. You will sit back now, my child, and I caution you again. Do not be affrighted by what my mother told you this evening about the Illuminati and its rise of Satanism. You will not be accosted by the ungraced again, my child, to go through what you did several years ago. Now you will sit back, my children, and you will take the time to read very carefully the photographs.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on June 18th, 1987. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.